Red Seraphine.
I still love some of these tunes. I've assigned these tunes for years. Every once in a while I go back and think, I should find some other ones, but I really love these. So, and you guys are different every time, so. So it's fine. Okay. Ms. Lopez, do you have a score here?
Yes, yes, yes. Was that any good? That's right.
Okay, again, some vertical structures that need to be looked at. And I think whatever you were doing rhythmically at the beginning, don't do that. it just offset the melody a little bit, and it was
hard to get that melody into the
model. But the model didn't have to be, you could have been a little looser with the model, because you were following the model rhythmically, and you don't need to as long as you have the orchestral model there, okay? But we that was just a settling in thing. The last two models worked much better. Yeah. But you do understand that you had the whistly sound at the end, because you had the melody in two octaves without the middle octave in there. And when you do that, you have that, that kind of a sound. Make sure that I want that. Otherwise, you shouldn't do that. Okay. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand, to fill in.
You had the bass and then somebody up here, mm-hmm. and there was a couple octaves here, which were, somebody was doing something, but they weren't playing the melody. So you're chasing the melody around in multiple octaves without the homogenizing influence of homogenizing influence.
The melody in the middle, basically.
Yeah. Filling in the gaps. Do I have yours?
I sent you.
You said it?
It's 3 and 4 TPM.
It's where?
3 and 4 TPM.
Here you are. Yes. Is this it? Both of them are in here?
Just the stream and harmony.
Full score, is this it?
Yeah, I think so.
Recording one.
I think so.
We'll see. Good old soldiers' march. Who is that?
Yeah.
East of Eden. You're not Leonard Rosenman, right? Just checking. Sequence. Thank you. Yes.
In my last phrase, actually I wanted to create a big sound, and you can hear I lose my melody. So
oh, right here?
Yeah, no, the last phrase.
Right here.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Bum, 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 bum. No, it's right here, right?
Yeah, from the tremolo. Actually, I changed the model.
You changed it to measure.
Tremolo. And that's another question. I feel like when I shift string to tremolo, my volume is getting down, right?
Maybe, except that they were playing measured. They were measuring it. They weren't playing unmeasured tremolos. Did we ask them to not play measured? I mean, not play unmeasured.
I think that might have been an effect of the woodwinds going with.
Oh, because they're doing the yet that that. Okay, maybe that's right. But you wanted this big.
Yeah, I want big melody and big.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen for this. I think it be da dee up. Yeah. Is this your melody? Where's your melody?
No, yeah.
Up here?
I know I shouldn't take out.
I would double. I know. I would just double the strings with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't go for subtlety.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't go for subtlety. Just double the strings with it. Put the string. Put your violin one and two in octaves, and put your and then voice underneath that. That's what I would do.
Okay.
Okay?
So I shouldn't change the violin to the tremolo.
Yeah.
But the tremolo, nothing wrong.
There's nothing wrong with the tremolo. It actually should call attention to itself. But I think with those, with the who is it, the bassoon, and with the clarinet and bassoon, I think you're just going at odds. There's too many things happening there. I didn't see the clarinet and the bassoon like popping away there, but I think you're right. I think that's influencing what we're hearing with the trems.
So
yeah.
Basically, I don't have to worry about the tremolo. Cannot generate big sound.
No, it should be a big sound. Yeah, but I mean, where you would get it? If you want the tremolo and the big sound, I would put violin and viola in octaves. Put your divide your violin two here and right, kind of chase it around like this, loosely, and tremolo those guys. These guys play the melody.
We'll look at the end of March at the Scaffold for that, by Brad Leos.
Is that what how he does that?
I don't think he has that part, but I remember he has